Blog Talk Radio.
Bacardi, tell your story.
So many wonder how I survived. I can't say it was easy, but I'm still alive. God never left me, He stayed by my side. And I am so grateful He kept me. Oh.
Not this time.
Through all of my struggles.
And disappointment too. You were right there.
Listen, I can't even tell you all I've been through. The times I was down and didn't know what. I almost gave up, but the Lord came and He rescued me.
I'm not afraid.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so blessed to be back on the broadcast again today. This is Tuesday, October the 29th, and you know we come on at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, California time. I'm going to go forth in the scripture and say how we come on, you know, that Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you so very much for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate, and we truly appreciate, I want to say it twice, your fellowship and tremendous support towards this broadcast. We're so overwhelmed that Jesus Christ see fit to bring y'all on every day and support and listen and come on and assist us in this broadcast. We are so thankful this afternoon. I am your co-host, Sister Ruby Lowry. Evangelist Bernard is on the broadcast at this time, but I'm going forth with the introduction of our Blog Talk Radio and the time and what we are looking for Jesus Christ to bless us with. And it's a time of reflection. It's a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten you, and empower listeners too. We want to trust God in every area of our lives. We want it to be naturally as well as spiritually, and we want to pursue God-given destiny for our lives without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And Evangelist Bernard expounded on that yesterday. She stated that this was our founding scripture. Don't have to necessarily be yours, but a New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. This is what we stand on out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And you can join us daily, Monday through Friday, at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central time, and 4 p.m. Eastern time. Also, Saturday morning, early from coming from our coast, California, is 5 a.m., and it's Minister and Elder Burns and his wife, Minister Billy Burns, host They Overcame. And it's a time to share your powerful testimonies. You know, every Saturday morning they come on that time. So tune in if you're able and listen, or if you have a powerful testimony, they're ready to receive you so God's people can hear how he delivered you out of it all. And I'll tune in Sunday morning at 7 a.m. California time for Sunday morning prayer. And we come on 7 o'clock to maybe 7:30 or 7:40 as the Lord give utterance. And it's a corporate prayer that we want you all to join in, whatever prayer request you have or whatever. We normally try to open the lines before we go into prayer so we can see what our listeners and callers are requesting or want to go forth with the prayer. And we thank you all so very much for tuning in and being a part of that. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. And we welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries@54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer requests. Again, you can mail us any prayer requests you feel comfortable with coming forth on this air or the broadcast. We truly would appreciate it, and we will bring it forth as you lead us to do. And our praise report, you would like us to share on the broadcast, and you can send that to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And it's so important for us that we would want to bring, to have y'all to send it, that I'm going to give the information how to mail it again. It's P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website. And our website number is www.newdestinyministries.com. And you are welcome. You are welcome anytime to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com. And you search for New Destiny Ministries. Should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that we are airing right now, and you'll hear me live as I speak. So I'm going to go to Evangelist Bernard, our founder and host. She's on the broadcasting line, and I'm going to turn it over to her, and she's out of Stockton, California. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. God bless each and every one of you all on today. Truly, we thank God for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thank God for another opportunity to offer up some praises to Him, for He alone is worthy. Amen, amen. Can you tell us who's on the line? Sister Ruby, is there anyone on the line?
Yes, it is. It's a minister, liberal Democrat is one, and Sister T.
Amen, amen. I call you, liberal Democrat. I didn't get a response. My phone may have been on mute. I'm not sure. And I was trying to see if you were able to give us a word today. So I'm going to open up liberal Democrat's line.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Man of God.
Amen. And the redeemed of the Lord said so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I sent you back an email. So I'm definitely, amen, would have something to say. Amen. I sent you, I couldn't get to your thing. I left you two voice messages.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And you know, and you probably was already online or something like that, or preparing for the line or something like that.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you, man of God. Truly, God always have a ram in the bush, and I wasn't able to get a text out my phone. That's another story. It rings when you want to ring.
Hallelujah. It comes a time in every man and woman's life where you got to say hallelujah anyhow.
You're
going to go through some things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for an opportunity to have liberal Democrat to minister the word of God. Truly, we have come to love this man of God, and he has been faithfully supporting this broadcast, and we thank God for him. Amen. So we know
hallelujah.
That all this week is, who is this King of Glory? And truly, I need to just call on him even more so in this hour. Not feeling the greatest, but nevertheless, I'm taking on the scripture. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I just believe that God is going to strengthen us in this hour. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than the man of God out of Los Angeles, California. We thank God for him today. God bless you, man of God.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen, amen. Sometimes God will make our bodies weak when he's trying to prove us something. Amen. Like he said, you know, I'm going to say, I know you done did this for me and you done did that, but now it's time for me to show you something. Amen. So sometimes, amen to God, when we say amen to God, hallelujah, amen, all things work together. Amen. For the good. These things got jobs. They literally are working. Amen. For the Lord. Amen. And that's beautiful when we're talking about our topic today and whatnot. Who is the King of Glory? Amen, amen. He is the boss. Amen. He's the one that delegate me jobs for things in our lives and whatnot, our bodies, amen, the God, the people around us, amen. And we're just going to be talking about that today and putting us in remembrance of that today, like who is the King of Glory, because every now and then we forget. Amen to God. Hallelujah. He said, wait a minute, amen to God. This thing is too big. That's why I said that scripture would always come to me and whatnot, you know, amen to God. When he said, magnify the Lord with me, I always had to remind myself. I said, Lord, like, this is some serious situations right here, Lord. That person got power, or this is a serious thing and whatnot. And God said, am I bigger than that? I just got questions, amen. And then, and so every now and then we have to remind ourselves Hallelujah. Amen to God, who is the King of glory.
Okay.
Amen. So I thank and praise God for that. Amen. That word on yesterday, amen, that woman of God, he was teaching us. Like when I called into this line, they were doing something called Provoke Fridays.
Ah,
amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you can live a certain way where you can provoke God to do something for you.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. And the woman of God was teaching us yesterday that if you live a certain way, God will do something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So a lot of times when we look at stuff in our lives and whatnot, we say, well, God, you know, you said you're going to do this for me. You said you're going to do that. But a lot of times it was conditional. God goes back to that 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's like, if. And we forget if. If we do certain things, if we live in a certain way, you will provoke God to come in and do stuff for you. That's why, like, when he said you pray for your enemies, because you don't even have to ask. I heard Sister Ruby say, when you live a certain way, sometimes you ain't even got to ask God, because, amen to God, you're going to provoke God to jump in. You ever been in your family members and somebody bother you around your family? You don't have to ask your family. Jesus said, you know what, amen to God, you know, now that y'all hanging around me and you praying to me more and you talking to me more, amen, you more than just servants. Y'all my friends. Amen to God. God said, you can call me your friend if you talking to me more. So, amen to God. So if you've been talking to Jesus and you listening to this phone call and you got a relationship with him, and folk are bothering you, hallelujah, amen to God. I don't know about your friends, but amen to God, my friends, amen, stand up for me. Hallelujah, somebody. My friends, amen, don't let people just go any kind of way. So if you are talking to Jesus, oh, glory, 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 right? Amen to God, and he is your friend, not just your master. But your friend, amen to God, you are going to provoke him to say something. You are going to provoke him to do something, amen. So if you are calling this line, amen to God, and you heard the word on yesterday, amen to God, and you heard those two, the Bible said the word is confirmed with two or three witnesses, amen, amen. When I heard Sister Ruby say, amen to God, you can live a certain way that's going to make God act for you. And then the woman of God say, amen to God, when you do certain things, God going to do certain things, amen to God. So amen to God, when you talk about who is the King of glory, oh, bless his holy. I feel churchy right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. Amen. If you are driving in your car, amen, you on your lunch break and you are listening on this phone line, amen, wherever you at, amen, we're going to ask, amen to God, that you just, amen, go with us, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. And we're going to just ask that God, amen to God, interrupt assignments, amen, that's been on your job, interrupt assignments that have been in your home, interrupt assignments, amen to God, in your congregation, amen to God, and that he will, amen to God, send his angels, amen, provoke them by your life, amen, because you're talking to him, amen to God, that God is going to do something for you. I want you to speak it over your own life. If you're listening on this phone line right now and you on this call, begin to decree and declare over your life, because these are different prayers. There's a decree and then there's a prayer. A decree, amen to God, when God said, amen to God, greater things shall you do. You shall speak things. I gave you power to speak things, so you have power to speak things in your life, and then we're going to ask God to do something. So amen to God, begin to decree right now, amen, wherever you are at. I want you to empower yourself, amen to God. God has saved you, filled you with the Holy Ghost. You are his friend, amen to God. He has given you certain authorities to speak over your life. So before we go into prayer, begin to decree things over your own life according to the scriptures. Amen. When the King of glory gave you power because you are his friend, you have power because of your association with him. You have power. So begin to decree some things over your life. Amen to God. That, amen to God, I am a victorious person in the name of Jesus because of who he is. Begin to just decree stuff. Amen. I can't hear you, right? Amen to God. So begin to, even if you have to mute your phone, amen to God, begin to decree things in your life in the name of Jesus. Speak over your own life in the name of Jesus. Amen to God. I will win this battle today. Maybe you had lost a battle yesterday, or maybe you lost a battle before you called in to this broadcast, right? But amen to God, I'm going to win the fight tomorrow in the name. Come on, somebody. Begin to decree over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I can't tell you what you need to decree over, but you know what you need to speak over in your life. And God wants us to take authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come out of them oxygen tanks and stop depending on other people to breathe for us and other people to pray for us. God wants us, amen, to know who you are. Begin to decree over your life. Speak over yourself. I am healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody is decreeing something over. Even if you got to take this phone and walk back and forth across that living room, I want you to start decreeing stuff over your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody is walking back and forth right now, decreeing in the name of Jesus. Speak over your own life in the name of Jesus. Somebody is sitting in that chair right now, rocking back and forth, decreeing over their life. Amen to God. God, I'm going to get through this in the name. Somebody is speaking over their life. God has given you authority. You are his friends. You've been praying. Oh, come on. Somebody is decreeing over their life. Begin to set the atmosphere. Begin to decree. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm winning. I'm more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I've decreed some things. Amen to God. Hallelujah. We're about to go into prayer in a minute, but I'm going to give you just a few more minutes to decree, because you shall decree some things over your life. Huh? The Bible said, write it down and make it plain, right? Amen. Even if you need to get a piece of paper in the midst of this decree on this telephone line, get you a piece of paper, and you might need to write it on a sticky and stick it on your computer so you can remind yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody is decreeing some stuff right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm decreeing it. I'm decreeing it in the name of Jesus. I decree it right now, God. Hallelujah. That will not catch me, amen. I will decree right now that sickness will not come upon me. I decree right now, God, that this thing will, oh, come on, somebody, hallelujah. You are speaking, I can't hear you, right? I don't hear what you're saying, but you are decreeing those battles that you have lost, amen. You are decreeing right now, right? Amen, you might be pulled over in your car, and you might have just had some, amen to God, some, what do they call that, amen, the stuff in your car, amen. You might have some anger management issues, amen to God, hallelujah, but you are decreeing and you are declaring, amen to God, not this time, devil, hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody, still decree, 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 decree. In the name of Jesus, I am decreeing, I am declaring some things, amen to God. I got a pencil in my hand, right? Amen, write it down. You got a pen in your hand, write it down on a piece of paper and decree over your life. So every time you see it, you are reminded who you are. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the name of Jesus. Amen to God. I decree and I declare. Amen. God has given you authority to speak over your life. We have let people speak over us. We have let people talk about us. We have let people give us certain names. But decree and declare. Take the authority as a friend of Jesus and declare and decree over your life. Amen. I'm going to give you a few more seconds. Amen to God. Amen. You write it down. Write. Get you a piece of paper and decree and some declare for me. I decree and I declare and write that down. Amen to God. You got the pencil and paper. You know what you need to speak over your life. I decree and I declare. Amen. Come on. Keep writing. I decree and I declare, and you know what you need to write. Come on. Speak over your own life. I decree and I declare. Oh, come on, somebody. You walking right now. You ain't got no pen, but say it. Amen to God. Out of your mouth. The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth, right? Amen to God. I decree and I declare in the name of, somebody talking right now. Somebody is walking back and forth right now, giving God the glory. I decree and I declare. Oh, come on. I know, amen to God, that, amen, I'm still in the body, right? But amen to God, but something on the inside, right, is going to start working on the outside. Hallelujah. That's telling me, in spite of what I'm looking at with my eyes, to go ahead, in spite of what I'm hearing, in spite of what the memories are, in spite of what I'm looking at right now. I might be looking at a bill, but something on the inside. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I decree, amen, you might be looking at a bill right now, but I still decree. Amen. Somebody need to say that. Write that down. I still decree and declare. Oh, come on, somebody, because you're looking at something right now. You might be looking at a bill and it's saying some things, but you say, I still decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Somebody, amen, that God just came out of the hospital and got diagnosed with something, right? And a doctor told you something, but guess what? I still decree and, oh, come on, somebody writing it down. I still decree and declare in the name of Jesus, in spite of what folks say, I still decree, oh, hallelujah, and declare in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray. Amen, hallelujah, because you done just got some folk mad, right? Amen. You done stirred up some things because you done found out that you got some power. Amen. You ain't weak as you thought you was, amen, because you begin to speak over your body, and something in the body, amen, start moving, right? Something in your house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen to God. I let all these strangers in my house, but now these demons are leaving my house. Amen. Hello. Because I'm decreeing and I'm declaring that this house belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. This body belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Who is the God of glory? In the name of Jesus, God, right now, God, right now, right now, we release, amen to God, this anointing, amen to God. Hallelujah. And everybody that's listening in every phone, God, every iPad, God, every room, oh God, every chat room, God, every computer, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Send it, oh God, right now, God, that there be no retaliation, that there be no backlash, oh God, amen, as they begin to speak over their house, amen to God. Speak, I decree and declare, amen to God, that this is God's body, amen. Somebody need to touch, amen to God, your head and anoint yourself and say, I decree and I declare this is God's body, amen. Somebody need to touch your lips. I decree and I declare these are God's lips. Amen. We are rededicating. This is a rededication, huh? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen to God. When I realize who is the God of glory, I realize that he owns everything. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, right now, God. Send that angel in that house, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. To fight for us, to fight with us, oh God. Hallelujah. As we get in the adversary mad right now, God. Hallelujah. Because, amen to God, we don't realize, amen to God. Amen to God. We are not by ourselves, that there are more with us than against us. We believe that Bible, God. We believe that scripture. Amen to God. We believe you, amen to God, more than we believe our eyes. Whose report will we believe, God? We will believe the report of the Lord. In the name of Jesus right now, God, bless that speaker, God. Bless that pastor, God. Bless that congregation in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are listening, that are tuning in right now, God, bless them right now, God. It's the reason that they called in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, send that anointing, oh God, to destroy that yoke. Not break it, God, but destroy it. Amen. Destroy that yoke of fear, God. Destroy that yoke, oh God, of uncertainty, God. Destroy that yoke of pain, God. Destroy that yoke, oh God, of generational curse, oh God. In the name of Jesus, destroy it in the Jesus name, oh God. And we will give you the praise, oh God. And we will give you the glory, God, in Jesus name, oh God. And if somebody said amen, hallelujah, 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 amen. Begin to walk back and forth, amen, to God, and say it's done in the name of Jesus. Wherever you at, amen, even if you got to just wave your hand and say it is done. See, we're changing the atmosphere in your house now. We're changing the atmosphere in your room. We're changing the atmosphere in your body, amen. We're changing the atmosphere of everything around you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord of glory? Amen. Who is he? Amen, 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 amen. Psalms 24 and 8. Amen. We thank and praise God, amen, for this lesson. Amen to God. Who is the Lord of glory? And then it says, amen, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord is strong and mighty. Amen to God. And it says, amen to God, he's mighty. Amen to God. Not just mighty, but the Lord is strong and mighty in battle. So God is battling for you right now. Amen to God. So this is it, amen to God. We need to realize, amen, who we are, who is the Lord of glory. The Lord is strong and mighty. Now, one thing, y'all know I talk fast, so I'm going to try to make myself slow down because I'm aware of it now because I heard myself. Amen. Ezekiel 18:4, amen, he talks about all souls are mine. Amen. All souls. So no matter what the devil has said to you, and I read this book a few years ago called Pigs in the Parlor, amen, when you're dealing with spiritual warfare. Many of you read that book, amen. And we have to remember that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That means every single thing that you're looking at, every person is the Lord. No matter how they acting right now, the devil wants you to believe that that person belongs to the devil. No, I will never, never, never give the devil that glory. All souls are God's. No matter how you've been acting, no matter what you've been thinking about, no matter what activity you have been involved in, the Bible says that all souls are mine. Now, you might have been, amen, under a house invasion, and something may, a thought might have come in, a memory might have come into you, a thought might have come into you, but it does not live there. It is an intruder, right? Now, so when you realize that who you are, amen, of God, God said all souls are mine, amen, but the soul that sinneth shall die, we need to understand we are God's property, right?
Come on.
Now, when you understand that you somebody's property and that they own you, in other words, if you own a house and somebody comes in your house and just because they say we taking it over and just because they do a home invasion and hold you hostage, that does not make it their house, right? Amen. And many of us, houses have been taken over, right? Many of our bodies have been taken over, amen, but that does not mean, amen, to God, that it's not still your house. Amen. And even a little bit further, that is God's house. So if your body belongs to God, amen, because if the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, if this is true, that means that I am in it and I'm inside of the fullness, I belong to God. So and if I belong to God, amen, to God, that means I am just a landlord. Somebody say, I'm just a landlord. Amen.
Landlord.
I'm just a landlord. Now, if you are a landlord, amen of God, and you do not own your body because, amen, who is the King of Glory? Somebody said Jesus. Amen. This is God's body, right? Amen. Romans 12:1 says, amen, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, amen, amen, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, right? So somebody said, I'm a landlord. Now we're looking at this thing and whatnot. So if I understand my place and I stay in my lane, amen, I got to understand, amen, of God, that this body, amen, of God, amen, that does not belong to me. Right? Amen to God. And if you know and you understand that something don't belong to you, amen, you don't let just anybody come in there, right? Amen. So let's talk about your mind, because that's where all the battles be happening at, right? So all these thoughts that have been coming around, right, they don't have no business being allowed in the house because you just the landlord, right? Amen to God. But you don't own the property. Amen to God. You just why don't we just call you the maintenance man? Amen. I ain't want to demote you too much, because I know everybody losing their jobs, and you're like, why I got to be the maintenance man? I was the landlord 5 minutes ago, but if I would have hung up a few minutes ago, I would have been the landlord, but now I'm the maintenance man. But amen, so just say you the maintenance man or woman, praise the Lord, hallelujah, right? Amen to God, and so you are charged with watching over the property, right?
Come on.
Amen. So now, if this is what you are charged for doing, you are accountable to somebody, amen. You are accountable to the landlord. Let's just call Jesus the landlord. I just want to give this a real analogy that we can understand and we can see it, because many of us are landlords, right? Amen. So all of a sudden, amen to God, you are a landlord and whatnot, or a homeowner, and you come home and you see all these people on your property, amen. And again, I'm citing the book Pigs in the Parlor. Those of you that read it. Now, you see all of these people on your property. They don't own it. They parking in your yard, amen, and it ain't their house. So if you see cars parked in your yard, amen of God, they don't pay rent there. They haven't asked you permission, but they just park there, amen of God. And they've been parking there for so long, they think it's their parking space. But it's in your yard, right? Amen. Now, as the maintenance man, it's your job, amen, to fix that, amen. To say, you know, you can say, well, I can wait for the landlord to do it, but I've been given authority to go over to that person and say, look, this is private property. You can't park here. Amen. Hallelujah. So somebody write that down. This is private property. Devil, you can't park here. Right? Amen to God. So every time that thought try to come inside your mind, that's the devil trying to park on private property, right?
Hello.
Now, as you are the maintenance man, when you get mad and that spirit come into you, amen, and try to get you out of your element, amen, that's the devil trying to drive on your private property, right? And amen, so when he's trying to drive on your private property, it's your job to stop. You can say, I'm going to wait for God to do it, but the reason that we began this the message with decreeing and declaring, you were given certain authorities to do, right? Amen. You have the authority to tell the devil, you can't park here. Amen to God. Amen to God. God has given me the authority to say that. Amen to God, that you can't park here, right? Amen to God. Somebody say, who is the God of glory? The Lord, amen, is strong and mighty in battle. So where's the battle happening now? The battle is in my mind, right? The battle is happening, amen, in my thoughts, right? Amen to God. So when we are going through this, and I was looking at something, I want y'all to look up a word. Amen, amen. And I'm going to try to slow down a little bit, you know. E-M-I-N-E-N-T.
Jesus.
Domain, D-O-M-A-I-N, amen, praise the Lord, right? So I want y'all to look at the word eminent domain, amen? And as you're looking up that word, you can go to Google, you can go to Wikipedia, you can go to Webster, amen to God, and amen to God, you can just look it up in your dictionary, wherever you're at, and look up that word eminent domain, because we're talking about who is the God of glory. David, amen, fought a lot of battles, and David was going through a lot of things, right? And they were moving a lot, amen. They were on the move. See, David had to fight on the move a lot because, amen. Keep in mind that David was had a amen of God something a bounty put on his head. Amen of God. And so he had to fight on the move. And many of us, amen of God, we have found ourselves, amen of God, amen, that we have been removed, amen, from our property. Amen. David used to live in his daddy's house. And then, amen of God, when he got favor with the king, he moved into the king's house.
Come
amen.
On.
And then when the king got jealous, and then he ended up living in the cave, right? Amen. And after he was living in the cave, eventually God brought him out of the cave, right? Amen to God, and brought him back and said, amen to God, we need to reclaim some stuff. Amen. Who is the God of glory, right? He is the Lord. Amen. I'm over everything. I'm over the earth is the Lord. If I'm the Lord, I'm over everything. So we have to give God that at least. Amen. So say, amen to God. This body belongs to God. This house, I'm talking to the believers, right? This house belongs to God, right? Amen. This body belongs to God. And we talk about rededication now. Now, so if you've been looking up that word eminent domain, amen, one of the definitions talks about, amen, property taken by the government, amen, hallelujah, or it's been besieged and whatnot. It's been taken, amen, of God, because they said the government needs this property. When you are in battle, amen, of God, like the soldiers, what they would do, they would be walking down the path. And amen to God. And while they're in battle, they will go into people's houses and say, we need to use your water. Amen to God. We need to use your electricity because we're fighting. And so they had permission by the government to go in your house and take stuff because something more important needed that space. Amen. Somebody said something more important needs that space. Amen. So in your mind, something more important needs that space. You've been using up that space with fear. You've been using up that space with procrastination. You've been using up that space with doubt. You've been using up that space. But now God has come to you in this message to talk about eminent domain. God said, amen to God, I'm taking my space back. right? Amen. Because, amen, too many things have been, amen, taking up space on your property, right? Amen of God. So God said, I'm the Lord, and if I'm the Lord of everything, right? Amen of God. Amen of God. In battle, amen of God, when you in battle and you on a run, you got to start taking stuff back. I'm in a battle, and I'm on a run, and I need this property back. Amen of God. So while you on a run with the Lord, and your prayer time has been taken, amen, away by something else, so you got to remove that thing that has gotten away of your prayer time, and you got to say, you know what, devil, amen of God, something more important needs this space, so you got to go. So you got to move that thing out. The Bible says lay aside the weight and the sin. It might not be a sin, but if it's a weight, oh, come on, somebody, right? I got to move it aside. I got to lay it aside. Amen. I'll give you an example many times about the Roman soldiers, right? When they fighting, they look all pretty with their uniforms on. They got their long satchels hanging down in front of them, their long designer belts hanging down in front of them. And when they walk in parades, that's good. But when they get ready to fight, the Bible said that they took that long belt that was designed, And they wrapped it around them so their feet can move, right? And they took it and they moved it to the side. That's why you hear the Bible say a lot about gird your loins with truth, like gird yourself, like take that long belt that's hanging in front of you and yank it to the side and pull some stuff and tie some stuff up. Amen to God. Amen to God. The word of God is like a belt and it ties stuff up, right? Amen. We need to just move some stuff out of the way. Amen to God. And give God his eminent domain. Like the government comes in and it says, you know what? We're going to take your house. And whether you want it or not, because we need to put a highway right here. So something more important needs this space, right? Amen to God. So, but what we're going to do, we're going to pay you for it, and we're going to offer you some money for it. We're not just going to take it, but we're going to take it and pay you for it. Now, if you deny the payment, you still got to go. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So this is what's happening with eminent domain. God is saying, like, look now, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to move that stuff out your life if you're trying to come to heaven, right? You got to move some stuff. Amen. You got to do, I'm going to do some things, but you're going to have to move some stuff, right? Amen to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to reward you for it. Amen to God. Amen. When you remove it out the way, but if you refuse my payment, it's going to cost you something.
Oh.
Hallelujah. It's going to cost you, right? Amen to God. And we're talking about who is the God of glory. Yes, he's a God of love. He's a God of joy. Amen.
Hello.
God, but he's also your daddy, right? Amen.
Yeah.
And I don't know if y'all been watching these virals about people been twerking and on YouTube, and they daddy find out and they whoop them online, or these people be saying they in gangs and whatnot, lying, and they fathers find out and they whooping them online and whatnot. Amen. You don't want your spiritual whooping from God to go viral. Amen.
Wow.
It might not be on YouTube. But when God whoop you, the world gon' see, right? Amen to God. So you don't want that and whatnot to get that by your father, because who the Lord loveth, he does what? The Bible says he chastised those he loves. Amen. So we trying to get an understanding about who is the Lord of glory. Amen. Amen to God. The earth is the Lord and the full. Now, if everything belongs to God, amen to God. And we said back, you the maintenance man. Amen. Let's talk about your body. Now, a lot of the saints, amen to God, we have quote Romans 12:1 all the time. Amen. I present, amen, my body as a living sacrifice, right? Because we always talking about a man ain't willing to die for nothing. He ain't worthy to live. But what you willing to live for? Amen. Hallelujah. So now the Bible talks about this. A lot of the saints of God, you know, we got a lot of this fried food. We got a lot of this, amen, this high blood pressure food, a lot of this food and whatnot. But you putting that into the temple of God, right? And when you putting that into the temple of God, amen, now, and if you are in charge of the property and you are allowing this stuff on the property and whatnot, when the police come there, they're not trying to hear that, amen, that wasn't mine. You allowed it, so you're going to jail too, right? Amen to God. So all the stuff that you allow in your mind, amen to God, you may say, well, I just watched it. I just listened to it. I just heard it. All this stuff that you allow in the temple of God, right? That's his body, amen to God. And God is saying like this, amen to God, amen to God. I'm a God where if I'm over every single thing, I deserve a standard. If I'm a God that I deserve, amen to God, the woman of God told us yesterday, if you want God to do something for you, amen, you got to live a certain way, right? You got to provoke me to live something. Now, God will watch us go through some things so we can learn the lesson. But amen to God, once you start cleaning up your house, amen to God, watch what God do. You won't even have to ask God to do some things, but once you begin to start cleaning up your house, you're going to notice, amen to God, that God is going to want to fight for you. Like in other words, if you got a dirty street, amen to God, a lot of people, amen to God, they just going to continue walking there and throw their own dirt on there. But if you got a clean street, you will provoke people to act a certain way around you. Amen to God. All of a sudden, amen to God, now people want to, like, come on that street and whatnot, and if they don't see no other God around it, they're going to pick up. So, amen to God, when you walk in the presence of folk that don't know nothing about who God is, because you are walking around with the anointing, they're going to be something around them and say, I just feel I shouldn't cuss around you. I don't know if you go to church or something, but amen to God, I just feel like I can't cuss around you. Or amen to God, I can't put those pictures up around you. Amen. It's going to be a standard. You're going to change the atmosphere. Amen. You're not going to have to say a word, because how powerful God is, and I'm just going to say this about the glory of God, because once you get into the glory of God, amen, some of it's going to get on you. Some call it the Shekinah glory. Moses went up to the mountain, amen, to God, and he talked about it the other day, amen, you know, nobody can see God and live. So God turned his back to Moses, amen, to God, while he was talking to him, so Moses wouldn't fall dead. And when Moses came down from the mountain, from seeing God, his face shined so bright with the Shekinah glory, amen to God, everybody that looked upon him could not stand to see his face. I'm going to give you something. And so Moses had to put a hood over his head when he talked to the people, because the glory was shining too bright. And many of us, amen, many of us are going to get that. We understand that you can get so close to God where people would tell us it don't take all that. All of a sudden, somebody can't stand you all of a sudden. Somebody can't, they don't want to be around you all of a sudden. Somebody said, why don't they want to be around me? Why are my family members saying that you love God more than the church now? Why certain friends are saying you are a fanatic now? Why are people saying, amen to God, you too into that thing now? Amen to God. Moses came down from the mountain experiencing the same thing. Amen. I led these people, amen to God, out of Egypt. Amen to God. I helped these people. And when I came down from the mountain with God, and I get up from prayer, amen to God, all of a sudden, amen, I got enemies. Now, one thing about the God of glory, amen to God, once you begin to love God and you come to him, his enemies become your enemies. And they know you. You might not know all of them, but they know who you are. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Who is the God of glory? You share in his thing. You share in his blessings, and you share in his enemies. Amen. But we want to stay on this for a second. Amen. Amen. Now, who is the God of glory? I was talking about eminent domain. Now, I want y'all to read those definitions that y'all got and whatnot, because eminent domain just means, amen, I got something more important needs this space, amen. That the government is taking its space back. And amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God. While you are listening to this call, amen to God, I want you to, amen to go start walking through your rooms, amen, while you got this phone in your ear, if you're able, and say, I'm taking this room back. God needs this space. Hallelujah, but going to go to every room in your house, amen to God, I'm taking this room back. God needs it. We doing some decreeing right now, right? Amen. Eminent domain. Amen. Walk through every room in your house. If you're listening, amen, I'm taking this room back. God needs this space. I'm in the living room, amen to God, amen. It might be DVDs, it might be the computer, it might be CDs, it might be people, it might be friends in there right this second, but you're going in the living room and saying, amen to God, I'm doing some eminent domain, something more important needs this space. God needs this space. Amen to God. I'm taking this room back. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm taking this room back in the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord and the fool, this is God's room. Amen. And many of us have forgotten whose room it is, right? This is God. Yeah, you blessed me with the house. You blessed me with this apartment. You blessed me with this room. You blessed me with this car. You blessed me, but this is God. If you're sitting in your car and you listening, I want you to say amen, decree in that car, amen to God, this is God's car. I'm taking this space back in the name of Jesus. Amen to God, this is God's car. Oh, come on, somebody. The earth is the Lord. That's not your car. That's God's car. God blessed you with it, right? Amen. So something in that car should say this is God's car, right? You in that room, in your living room, something in that living room should say this is God's living room, right? I'm in the bedroom now. Something in this bedroom should say this is God's room, right? I'm in the kitchen. I'm taking this space back. Come on, somebody. You are decreeing and declaring while we are talking to you, right? Amen to God, because this is for you. Amen. Many of us have forgotten who we are, right? The earth is the Lord in the fullness. I'm God's. I'm property, right? I belong to God. Amen to God. So everything around me should say whose I am. Amen. This kitchen, amen to God, this belongs to God. This CD, this DVD, right? Amen to God. This computer, amen to God. I'm looking at my files on the computer, amen. This computer belongs to God. We're talking about eminent domain. Look at that definition again. Read it again on your Wikipedia, in your Google, on your Webster Dictionary. Eminent domain is spelled E-M-I-N-E-N-T, domain, D-O-M-A-I-N. Eminent domain, amen. When the government comes in and say something more important needs this space. When we at war, a soldier will come in your house and say, we are taking this house over because we are at war. Amen. And you need to realize that you are at war with the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm taking this body back because I'm at war with the devil. Amen. I'm taking my living room back because I'm at war with the devil. I'm taking my kitchen back. I'm taking my car back. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm taking my prayer life back. Amen. But God, because I'm at war with the devil. When you are at war, the government has property to come into your home and seize particular things on your property because the government needs them because they are at war. We need to realize just because everything is going good in your house today, you are still at war. Just because you don't hear gunshots, just because you don't see things happening in front of you, that does not mean you are not at war. We are at war. And when you are at war, amen to God, you need to start seizing things because you are at war. I need to get my hands back because I'm at war. Somebody need to take their hand back. This hand belongs to God. Amen. We had lost it in the war, but now you need to go back in eminent domain and seize property. Amen to God. While you're going in your house, room to room, you might want to get some anointing oil, or you just might want to speak the word in that room. But from now on, this is God's room. Oh, come on, somebody. No matter what happened a minute ago, an hour ago, a day ago, a year ago, somebody said, forgetting the things that are behind me, reaching forth the things that are before me, this one thing I do today, right? Amen. I'm pressing toward the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus, right? So because I am at war and I have some eminent domain, amen of God, hallelujah, I am seizing this property, amen of God, hallelujah, amen. This eye, I'm looking at my eyes right now. I'm seizing these eyes. They belong. I'm at war, right? Oh, come on, somebody. I'm in war and these eyes belong to Jesus. Amen. From now on, hallelujah, amen, amen, amen. They're going to be looking at things. What sort of things are good? What sort of things are righteous? What sort of things are holy? I'm going to think on these things. I'm seizing these eyes. We are doing some eminent domain right now. Amen. I'm seizing my ears right now because, amen, I'm at war. Amen. And when I'm at war, I need to seize some things. Amen. God, to help me fight this battle. My ears, amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody said Romans 12:1. Amen. I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of Christ, you preach present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. God, I am giving my ears back to you. Amen. God, amen. This is eminent domain going on. I'm seizing property. Amen. You going forth room to room. Amen. I'm seizing rooms. I'm seizing body parts on my body. Amen. You can put your phone on mute and you can call. You know what you lost. Amen. In casualties in war, you lose a lot of things, right? Amen. But you can begin to speak over your life and begin to take body parts back in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen to God. I am doing eminent domain for Jesus, right? We are at war, and I have the authority to seize property back in Jesus' name. Amen. Eminent domain for Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, who is the God of glory? If he is really God, he's God over everything. If he is really God, he owns everything. The Bible said, amen, the earth is God. I made the earth and everything inside of the earth. If I'm inside of the earth, amen, I belong to him, right? Amen. If I belong to him, amen, you should be able to look at me and tell that I belong to Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm rededicating right now, God. Psalms 24:8. Who is the Lord of glory? Amen. He's everybody's. Amen. Many of us, amen, we look at, amen, and we say, amen, do I really belong to God? You got these different religions out here that says we only going back to heaven when God come back. Amen. God is only coming back for these many people, or God, these are God's chosen people, or whatever they saying. But I thank and praise God for Peter. Amen. God said, amen to God, you know, because sometimes you can get so religious that you can think that you're the only one, and you don't want to witness to nobody else. You say, I'm the only one going to heaven, and I'm not going to witness to nobody else. So Peter was an apostle, amen, a God, a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he came from the Jewish custom, and he was a Judean Christian, and he was like saying, I am not going to witness to these Jewish folk, to these Christian folk, to these Gentile people. I'm only going to witness to Jews. How many of us, amen, a God, say, I'm only going to witness to, amen, a God, people that's in bad neighborhoods? But when you see people with suits on, you don't want to witness to them, because you think that, amen, a God, they don't need God, or when you see other colored people, you don't go witness to them and stuff like that. But amen to God, we are doing eminent domain, right? We are seizing territories, right? We are going back. So God had to give Peter a vision, and Peter had a dream in Joppa. Amen to God. He seen some unclean beasts, because it was a custom that Jews could only eat certain foods. But then certain foods was running, and then a sheep came down on top of them. Amen to God. And God said, rise, slay Peter and eat. And Peter started quoting scripture saying, God, you know, like our custom say, the law says we can't eat unclean things. And God said, what I have cleaned,
come on,
let no man call unclean. And I'm talking to somebody on this line right now. I don't care what life you lived before you called into this line. If you give your life over to the Lord, amen, God, if God clean it, you don't have no right to call yourself unclean. If you are God's property and you give your life over to the Lord today, I believe, God, that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose again, oh God, and I die with you, amen. My old way dies with you, my old thoughts die with you, and I rise up as a new person with you, amen. If God cleaned you, I have no right to call you unclean when you hang up this phone. And so God took Peter, amen to God, and said, all souls are mine. Hallelujah. I want you to go to the Gentiles, and I want you to tell them, amen, about the good news. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he went to that man's house. Amen to God. And God had to give him a dream, too, because, amen, hallelujah, you know how people are and whatnot. Amen to God. And amen. I'm trying to get the stories right. It might have been Ananias, because he did the same thing to Paul. Amen to God. Amen. Paul was persecuting the Jews. Y'all remember that? Arrested him. He even saw Stephen stoned to death when he was a teenager, and he was just arresting the Jews. And when he got saved, God said, go to, amen, the house. Amen to God. And this man that was persecuting the Jews and whatnot, and then he gets saved. Amen to God. And then all of a sudden, amen, he goes to a saved person that saved all his life. Amen to God. And he said, God told me to come to your house so you can pray for me. Now, in other words, Other people would not open the door because they would have been scared of Paul because he'd been killing people. He'd been arresting people, excuse me, and all the Christians were getting arrested. So they were scared of him, but this man had a dream, and God said, when Paul come there, open up the door. And when he prayed for Paul, they said, the Bible said that his scales fell from his eyes, and he understood, amen, to God. So what am I saying? Are we talking about, amen, amen, who is the Lord of glory? God is God of everything. All souls are mine. And when all those people out there living these kind of lives, that, amen, to God, like Paul was living. Paul was going out there arresting folk, persecuting the church. Many of us, when we see people persecuting the church, we say, yep, that's going to be a preacher right there. They're living so bad, amen, to God. They fighting it. They're running from their call. How many times you heard that? And then Paul came, amen. Paul came, showed up at this man's door. Don't be surprised who's going to show up at your door. And when they show up at your door, amen, God wants you to pray for them because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, right? Everything. God's going to give you an experience like this. Somebody that's been doing all kind of dirt out in the street. They've been doing all kind of living, all kind of whatever, amen to God. But then they're going to come to you and say, pray for me. Hallelujah. Because we need to understand that all souls are the Lord's, right? And when they say pray, amen to God, pray for them, amen to God. And God is going to use you to bring them back into the fold. This is eminent domain season, right? Wow. Amen. God is going to use us, amen to God, to start seizing things and start taking territory back, right? Amen. People that people then gave up on, right? Amen. Instead of talking about them, amen to God, we're going to start praying for them, and they're going to show up at your door like Paul showed up, right? Amen to God. Peter, amen to God, amen, had to pray for somebody. They came to a man came to Peter's house, right? Amen to God. Peter was all about, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jew. I pray for Jewish folk. I eat with Jewish people. I sleep with Jewish people. I'm only around Jewish people. And God had to send a Gentile to him and said, Peter, now you pray for him that he can get saved, that he get the Holy Ghost. Amen to God. And Peter had to pray for and whatnot. And then when Peter prayed and whatnot, and let him in his house. See, these are things where we got to get over and whatnot. This person got this faith and this person got that religion. This person, God said, all souls are mine. So I don't care, amen to God, what they call them. Themselves, what they are, whatever, where they've been at, amen to God. God said, amen, it's imminent domain season. It's time to get the territory. I believe that the prophet Haggai, amen to God, the Bible told him to go marry a prostitute, amen to God. And he was like, Lord, why should I marry her? And she's sleeping with everybody. Yeah, she's been in all these religions. She's been in whatever, whatever. Amen. Because I need 2,000 years from now for somebody to see the long-suffering of God. Somebody to see, amen to God, that, amen to God, it might not happen right away, but, amen to God, that they will know that people, amen to God, because of the love that you showed in spite of their life. Oh, hallelujah. Amen to God. I'm married to them, right? In spite of our life, in spite of what we become, amen, God, God knew this years ago, what you would do yesterday, last week, last year, last month. He saw that, and he still decided to die for you, right? Amen to God, because he realized that, amen to God, the earth is the Lord. These belong to God. Amen to God. When you're walking down the street and you see that bum, they belong to God. When you see that prostitute, that belong to God. When you see that businessman in a suit that some of us don't witness to, right? That businesswoman, right? Amen. I've been on street teams. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. We'd be out there witnessing. Amen. I said, let's go over there. No. I said, why? They got a suit on. They ain't going to want to receive it. I said, just because they got a suit on, they don't need Jesus? Amen to God. And we were in, and I went over to them. We were able to talk about the Bible, and they said, amen to God. They ain't been to church in years and whatnot, and they ain't even opened up their Bible. But they talked about how their grandmothers went to the church and that some of their friends, amen to God. And we got into a discussion, amen to God. So this is what God's talking about, amen. We have to start realizing that everything belongs to God, amen to God. Every person belongs to God, amen to God. Just like, amen to God, like I said, amen, about Paul. When Paul did all that mess out there, amen, a lot of Pauls is going to come to you when you hang up this phone, and you're going to be like, I ain't going to pray for them. Look at all the mess that they did out there. Look at all the life that they lived. But they're going to come to you, they said, but could you pray for me? Okay. Hallelujah. And your prayer, amen, a lot of other people could have prayed for them, but God chose your prayer, amen, to release them, because the Bible talks about at midnight, Huh? Amen to God. Amen to God. The Bible talks about that. Because they were praying, amen, somebody was praying and somebody was, amen to God, decreeing and declaring. The Bible talks about how the cell doors were shook. Amen. The ground, the earthquake shook and the bars came open, right? Amen to God. By you just, amen, being an ear to somebody, right? Amen to God. And they say, amen, amen, I want to live right. Amen to God. I want to come back to the Lord. Amen. Will you pray for me? And you be on the street. Amen. And this happens to me a lot. A lot of people like, oh, could you put this in the church for me? Or could you pray for me? They don't know me from nobody, right? Amen. This same is happening to you, amen. I'm talking to somebody on this phone. When you getting stopped, amen, pray for them. Amen. A lot of people say, I don't lay hands on people, I'm scared, blah, 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 blah. You should be covering yourself daily, first of all. The Bible says, amen, amen to God, from the rising of the sun to the going down and saying his name should be prayed. Be careful for nothing but in all things prayer and supplication. So you should be covered. You shouldn't wait until you go to church. You shouldn't wait until communion time to start repenting, right? We should always be prayed up because God is going to want to call on you one day, amen, and say, guess what, I want you to pray for this person, right? Amen to God. All souls are mine, right? And so I want to leave us with that today, amen to God, about understanding who we are and whatnot. We God's property, right? Everything belongs to God. Amen. So if you've been charged over it, amen to God, amen, you need to do some eminent domain. Keep looking that word up, amen, when you hang up.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Look that word up and whatnot and say amen to God. What do I need to see? Because I'm at war. Just because I don't hear gunshots, just because I don't see demons running all around my church and whatnot and people cussing all that, just because it's peaceful, don't be fooled. There's a war going on, right? Amen to God. Just because, amen to God, you don't see things and it looks like it's we at peace, we are at war. We are at war, amen to God. So when you are at war, don't fool yourself, amen to God. Well, amen to God, everybody is all peaceful. Everybody, you know, I'm blessed and highly favored. And look, God is healing. God is doing this. We still are at war, right? Somebody say, I'm still at war. Hallelujah. Still at war, and no matter how peaceful your life is, you know, a lot of us said, like, amen, my children ain't never cussed, they never been in jail, my husband, wives, amen to God, been saved all our life, and everything, whatever you're going through right now, it looks peaceful, amen to God, hallelujah, right, amen to God, you got to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, right, amen, you are still at war. When you hang up this phone, you might be feeling good from this conversation,
yeah.
But understand, when you hang up the phone, you are still at war. And when the devil comes in your house, in your mind, amen to God, amen, I want y'all to say that. And it's a simple decree. Get out my yard. And so when the devil begin to bring that thought in your head, and he's going to bring it. I don't know what he's going to bring you. He might try to make you mad at somebody. He might make you judge, might make you backbite, might make you whatever. I want you to say, get out my yard in the name of Jesus. Those thoughts, you have authority to kick them off your property, right? Because something more important needs that space in your mind. Something more important needs that space in your life. And if you are thinking about all those other things, right, you're not making God the God of your life. God means I got control of everything. Now, if you don't give him control of everything, you're not making him your God, right? So if we give God control of everything, amen to God, you just don't let everybody come. Like for example, and I'll say this. If you got some company over your house, right, amen to God, and you got company sitting in your house, and somebody come knock on your door, you say, you know what, I can't talk right now, I got company, and they will leave, right? Somebody call your house when you got your family over, I can't talk right now, I got company, right? And some of y'all out there, when y'all was doing that other thing, and somebody called, you ain't take no call then, right? Because you had company, right? Well, now you got company. Jesus is in here now. Now you're saved, right? So when the devil comes in your mind with that stuff, devil, I got company. I can't talk to you. I can't talk to you. I got company. Go on with that. I can't talk. You can't let them in your house, right? Amen. When y'all was doing that other thing, you ain't want to open up the door and let nobody in. Well, now Jesus is here. And when the devil comes in your house and he trying to knock on your door, just like you wouldn't open up that door because you was handling some business, now you handling some other business. Amen to God. You ain't answering your phone for no mess. You ain't opening up your door for no mess because you got company, right? Amen to God. So these are two affirmations we're going to give you, amen to God. And this simple thing, you know, just say amen to God, get out my yard, or I got company. And just two simple things to remind yourself, affirmations that you give yourself, amen to God, you know, like, oh, I'm about to get mad. I'm got to, that means, amen. And again, you know, Pigs in a Parlor, y'all go read that book. It talks about, you know, trespassers and whatnot, people who think they live in your house and whatnot, and they just there illegally. Well, that's where I'm getting these thoughts from and whatnot. You know, when these thoughts come at you and whatnot, you got to get them off your property immediately. You don't entertain them, because the law says, and I found this out, but I was dealing with some relatives back in the day. If they stay in your house for like 10 days, you can't just kick them out. You got to get paperwork, you know. And he had got hung up on drugs and all that or whatever. And I was doing him a favor. And I said, get out of my house. And the law said, you can't put them out. You got to go through paperwork, and it took me about a whole 2 months to get them out and whatnot. So you don't want to go through that, amen. You know, and that was in the natural. So in the spiritual, as soon as those thoughts come, amen, at your mind, amen, do eminent domain. Something more important needs this space in my life, because you can't get time back, y'all. Amen, amen. They say that's like robbing from me and stuff like that, you know, if you take my time. So just take these two affirmations, amen. Get out my yard. That's a quick affirmation. Amen. You get ready to get mad. You're like, wait now. Get out my yard, devil. Or I got company. Remember whose you are.
Come on.
Remember, right? Amen to God. I can't take this call now. Somebody going to bring mess to you. I got company. I can't take this call. I got company, right? I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Whatsoever things are good, I'm charged with thinking on these things, right? Amen. So I can't take that call. I got company, right? Amen. And y'all know what I'm talking about, because some of y'all ain't been too far removed from y'all company, but that's a whole nother conversation, right? Amen, right? But so just like you gave that company in the natural that kind of respect, give God the same respect now, amen. When people try to come over and bring stuff to you, amen to God, I got company. You can't bring that here. I have company. Somebody say, I got company. Hallelujah. I got company. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Put your phone on mute or whatever. You ain't got to say it out loud. I got company. Amen to God. Amen. So when tonight, when you get tempted, amen to God, some of the single folk that we go through, amen, things and whatnot with our body, amen, when thoughts come to your mind, say, I got company in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Devil, amen to God. This is God's property. Amen to God. You have no reign over here. Amen to God. My arms belong to him. My hands belong to him. My eyes belong to him. My ears belong to him. My car belong to him. These feet that's walking places, they belong to him. Amen to God. Who is the Lord of glory? The Lord means I'm over everything. Amen.
All right.
Is he my Lord? Is God over everything in your life? This is the question we need to ask. And amen to God. We better leave it alone. Is God over everything? Is God the Lord of my life? When I walk through my house, is he the Lord of this living room? When I walk through this house, is he the Lord of the bathroom, the kitchen? When I walk through this house, is he the Lord? Is he the Lord of the bedroom? When I walk through this house, oh, hallelujah. Is he the Lord? Amen to God. Hallelujah. When I look in my body and I look in the mirror in the bathroom, is he the Lord? Now, when I look in the mirror in the bathroom, when I look in the mirror, the Bible is a mirror. When I look in that mirror, is God the Lord of my life? Amen to God. Psalms 24:8. Amen to God. And Ezekiel 18:4. All souls are mine. Remember that. All souls. Amen. Hallelujah. And 24. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If God is the Lord of glory, amen, amen, during battle in eminent domain, you have a right to seize property during war. Amen. Mm. And again, you are at war. And just because your house is peace right now, amen, don't be deceived. There's a war going on, and you still are charged by God, amen, to seize property, amen, because there's a war going on. God bless you. Amen. May heaven smile upon you. Who is the Lord of glory? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, God always have somebody anointed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord.
Word. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of them that they were healed as they went.
Whoa, that was a powerful word today, liberal.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Put your hands up and tell God, hallelujah.
Yeah, glory.
I thank you, Lord God, for coming.
Hallelujah.
Company with me today.
Yes, God. That's right. That's right, Holy Ghost.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right.
What a powerful word. It's nothing else I could say. This man, he was anointed to preach this thing today. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
We in a war. I don't have no more to say. He said,
look
up in the domain. And as he said it, I went and I looked it up. And it said the power of the saint.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's property for public use.
That's right.
With payment of compensation to the owner.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank
That's
you,
right.
Jesus.
That's
they
right.
can come seize your property.
That's
in
right.
A war. They don't have to ask your permission.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, I got this. Woo, man, you done preached that. Member Democrats, you have really deceived us. I want to say this to you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
You are a preacher and teacher.
Hallelujah.
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 God has hidden talent. People
Thank
have
you,
that's why he say, guess what? He told the prophet when the prophet said it was nobody left but me. Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hey, I have 7,000 that never even bowed. Hallelujah. Ain't even uttered
that's right,
the word Baal. They haven't let it came out. See, God have people that we don't know of.
That's
our liberal Democrat was one. He had hidden for such a time as this.
I try to slow it down, hallelujah, because I knew I was talking fast. I said, Lord, let me slow it down some. Hallelujah. So y'all pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lord Jesus, this was the word. Sister Ruby,
Amen.
God bless you. Ooh, God. Open up the lines. All they can say is let the church say amen. Because this man to preach this thing. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord. He has preached today.
Ah, Jesus.
God, of God who came on. I know Sister T came on first, but she's off. Okay, let's go to, we have a new caller. Let's go here.
This man to preach this word today. If y'all miss this word, y'all need to go into the archives. This was
okay,
the word.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Whoever you have opening.
Area code 275262.
God bless you, call. If you'd like to have any words, your line is open. If not, move on, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Oh, Sister
amen,
Kim.
Amen, amen. God bless you. We're moving on.
Sister Kim.
God bless you. God bless you, Vince. That was a powerful word. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to just say amen because it was said and preached today. Praise God. Thank you and amen.
Amen, amen. That man and preached this word today. Nothing you can't say.
Amen.
But the church, say amen, God.
That was bad.
Woo!
Amen. Evangelist coming.
Praise the Lord.
I decree and I declare.
It was a wonderful word from the Lord. When I started hearing him, I just started speaking in tongues. The anointing was there. The teaching was there. The preaching was there. And deliverance. I thank God for the man of God. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Sister Ruby. God bless you. And God bless all the radio and liberal Democrat. You, the Lord just used you today.
Wow.
God bless you all. And I mean, it just picked me up. It picked my spirit up.
Good.
Because I decree and I declare.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Hey. We want you to know we praying for you, Evangelist Cummings, and we prayed for you on the line yesterday. We didn't see you. But our prayers, we know they touch heaven. So
all right.
Hallelujah. Be
all right, Holy Ghost.
I've forgotten about you. Hey, glory.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen. Elder McCoy.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Elder McCoy. Haven't seen you in a while. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Okay, oh, Sister Ruby.
He's not here. So let us go to Sister Rhonda.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, God bless you. Clear and direct word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Powerful. And just like Evangelist Bernard said, let the church say amen.
Yes. Amen.
Because that is clear and direct, and it was a rhema word. It was a needed word, and I'd say it is a right now word because it was a restoration word. It's a dealing with
thank
walking
you,
in restoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
And
whole, you, Jesus.
Restoration and just knowing who you are, it's just like we say, use the term, it was just good on all levels.
All right now.
God just blessed it. And that's about it. I'm just praying. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard and Evangelist
Sister Ruby.
Sister Ruby. That's who I'm talking about. Your co-host, Sister Ruby, thank God for you. And I thank God for you, Liberal Democrat, today being obedient to the word of God. And we are praying for
you
all. Praying for you that God will continue to raise you up
thank
and
you.
Build you up and strengthen you in that.
I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Right, man. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. I tell you, Lord, have mercy. This thing that shook me up here today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We go on down the line. We got a lot of callers.
Yeah,
woo! They heard this word today.
Thank you, Sister Rhonda. Sister Albertine.
Oh, praise the Lord, saints.
Praise him.
Sister Ruby, Liberal Democrat. That word just made me really think about everything we have to make sure we give to the Lord.
That's
make
right,
sure that we claim and know that we don't have anything without him.
Thank
we are
Lord.
Nothing without him. And everything we must praise, give God thanks and praise for having every little thing.
That's right, that's
you know,
right.
Some things, even just having having your car, having, because people don't have a car, having your place. I didn't have a place. I have one now, and I thank the Lord for that. Just
thank
little
Lord.
Things that may seem so little to us,
right.
You know, to other people, but are big to us. You never know, but you thank God anyhow. You know, you were able
that's
to have
right.
lunch today. I thank the Lord for that. I got up this morning. I was able to breathe. I thank the Lord for that. Just
hallelujah.
Giving thanks
hallelujah.
Upon the
hallelujah.
Lord.
That's right.
Everything,
that's right.
Everything,
hallelujah.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Father. I got comb and brush in my hand. I thank you for that, Father. I thank
hallelujah.
You for allowing me to even speak your word. Thank you for your word, Father God. Just making sure we give God the thanks and the glory for every little thing. This may seem little to others, but you give God the glory anyhow. And I thank
that's
you for that
right.
word because it really made me think about just being thankful and
yeah.
Knowing that without whatever it is, you wouldn't have it without God. So thank
hallelujah.
Him and give him the glory for it. And I
thank
you
Jesus.
For that word. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
All right now, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
That was the word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Evangelist Dars.
Thank
okay.
you, God.
Yes.
Oh,
God
praise
bless you.
Lord.
Go ahead. Your line is open.
I'm really blessed by the word today. I was driving when he said, so walk around and just speak and prophesy to your environment, to your room, to your home. I
yes,
was hoping.
God.
I said, oh, my God, I wish I was home. But I was
hallelujah.
Driving, and so I started just saying the words, just prophesying to myself that I will be who God said I am and all these things. I was
hallelujah.
Just going on and on. Even though I'm in the car, I just received it. That was
yes,
really
God.
Powerful.
Yes,
and it opened my heart. yes, just open my heart to receive everybody, irrespective of their background and where they're coming from. Thank you so much, Libra Democrat. I really wanted to know if that was your real name.
Amen. Amen. That's me. I'm a political junkie. Amen to God. Amen. Out there in my other job. But amen. That's why I'm on here. Liberal Democrat. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God bless you,
Prophet David.
God bless you. How are you?
I'm looking
bless
at
yourself. Your line is open.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I didn't hear the program. I just came in.
Okay.
I was doing some other things. I have some guests coming to the house, so I was preparing for the guests. But I always knew that Liberal Democrat, I always knew that he had something from God. I could hear it in his voice.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Though he would come on the line and he would ask questions, and there were some things that God was dealing with him about to walk in the direction that God wanted him to walk in, I felt that God was preparing him for ministry all along.
My Lord.
And I believe that the things that God had given me were spot on, they were on point, they were accurate, because I'm very careful not to
say
anything unless it's led by the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And there's a cloud of witnesses that testify to the things that God have given me to say, that they have truly come to pass.
All right.
Mm.
So, Liberal Democrat, we see
right
now the fruit and the evidence of your calling is being manifested, and the people are rejoicing because you have listened to what God wanted you to say and have given the people what thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what, man of God, the funny thing
about
it is, like, when I begin to speak these things, a lot of times they deal with me first, and then I give them to the people and whatnot. Cause I was dealing with some eminent domain issues. Amen. I say, and when a woman got on the phone with her and said, I want you to bring the word today, I was like, well, God, you must want me to speak about this. This must not just be for me.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So amen to God. So amen. I thank and praise God for that and for everybody praying. Amen. And we keep soliciting you guys praying, the Lord, that we would say what God would have us to say. Amen. And be that, amen, a living epistle. Amen. So God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. I really appreciate your spirit, brother. You know,
hallelujah.
The Bible tells us that we, by the Holy Spirit, we bear witness to those who are children of God.
Yes, sir.
Not by what they say, but by their spirit.
Uh-huh. Thank
so
God.
By the Spirit of God, we
Hallelujah.
All testify
on,
and bear
God.
Record that you
yes,
are
sir.
A child of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My
yes, sir.
God.
Thank the Holy Ghost. Amen. I receive that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hey. Weren't on the line, Prophet Davis, but he was admonishing us how to respond to the enemy when he come and whisper to us, tell him, I have company. You just been
hallelujah.
Aaron
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, Holy Ghost.
That was confirmation. I got company coming.
All right. Oh, that's right. That's right. Amen. Look at God. Watch out, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Yeah, I just got a call that they're on the way. I was doing some last minute straightening up. I was getting some things ready because I'm gonna show them around the house and everything. So I wanted everything to be in order. So
Amen.
So that brother, I even though I didn't hear it, I heard
that was it. That was the message right there. That you wanted when God is living in us. Amen.
Yes,
you can't just have everybody come on because you got company. You want everything to be right. Amen. When you
come
got
on.
Company over. You don't want, amen, you don't have other guests coming. When you got company, I can't take that call right now because I got
That's
company.
Come
or
on,
I can't have other people coming in because I got company. And we said, and then when you called in saying that you got, thank you. Well, something about that Holy Ghost.
No.
I don't understand, but I
got him.
All right now, Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. I feel churchy. That's all right, Holy Ghost. That's confirmation.
Something about the Holy Ghost.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
I can't. Oh, I got it.
I got it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that's truly the testimony of the saints.
Yes, sir.
Is that
yes, sir.
We on the same page. And let me
yes,
just
sir.
Say this in conclusion.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother, I want to say that I love you.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus' name.
God bless
my
you.
My spirit bears record with your spirit that
yes,
you
sir.
Have the Holy Spirit. Because
you,
that's
Lord.
Who we serve. We serve
yes,
the
sir.
Holy Spirit, who is God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
And there's never any contention for those who have the same spirit.
All right.
Mm.
Can't
right
be
now,
any
Holy
contention
Ghost.
Because it's the same spirit.
All right now, Holy Ghost.
Now,
uh-huh.
I didn't hear what you said in the natural, but
yes,
in the
right.
spirit,
yes,
God had me on the same page.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right, Holy
wow.
Ghost.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
You got, brother, uh-huh. I'm telling you, you got me fired up in Jesus' name
all right
already.
Now. All right, brother preacher.
So, brother, I love
you.
I encourage you to keep going. I encourage you to keep doing what God tells you to do. And
yes,
furthermore,
sir.
Whatever experiences he takes you through, share
yes,
them
sir.
With us because we are the body of Christ. And
yes,
that's
sir.
How we grow by the saints sharing what God has taken them through to overcome.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I receive that.
Oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
I appreciate you, Evangelist Bernard. I appreciate you. But I got to get ready for my guest. I love you. I love all of you who are on the line. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right now. That's how you act when you got company. Oh, bless his name. I got company. I got Jesus on the inside. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Lord,
all right.
Everybody, Sister Ruby, I tell you, God is doing something. You all are, ooh, Jesus. I didn't
thank
even
God.
Feel like getting on the line today. I felt so bad. But
my
you know
Lord,
what?
Lord.
After the word began to go forward, I felt,
thank you, Jesus.
Felt that sickness move. Ah, hallelujah.
Mm. Ah, thank you,
so y'all
Jesus.
Y'all running
hallelujah.
Around this place, and y'all
come
heard
on,
me. I try to contain myself. I'm going to have to put the phone on mute because I don't want to disturb you all. I don't want to interrupt and have you all where you can't hear the word. So, but that word was so good today. I should have had it on mute the whole time he was speaking because this man,
my
God,
Lord, my Lord.
Mightily.
Hallelujah, did. Anyhow. Hallelujah.
Frame
somebody said,
word.
Just like fire shut up in my bone, we understand. Hallelujah.
That's
even
it.
When the word bear witness. Amen.
Amen. So we had quite a few callers on the line today. If there's nobody else, we're going to hear from Sister Ruby, then we're going to have final comments from Liberal Democrat, and we're going to close on out. God bless you. Sister Ruby, thank God for you.
God bless you, everybody. It was a word, Liberal Democrat. It was a blessing.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
I just thank the Lord
for you
and being attentive to what they said the day before so you can come in and wrap your part up that the Holy Ghost gave you. So I'm just excited
you,
about cleaning up your house, cleaning up your life. It's all about
yes, God.
King come in. Who is that king? The King of glory. Let him in.
Thank
so
you,
you
Jesus.
Done an awesome job, and it was anointed. So God bless you. Back to you, Evangelist Bernard. We had three or four in the chat room, and I think we had about 21 online. We had quite a few, but a lot of dropped off. Teachers was on. Cammy was on again, Sister Dawn, Winnie's uncle was on, Sister Roni's still on, but Minister Aaron dropped off twice. I don't see him now.
Okay.
We have been on, so we just thank the Lord for that. I counted up 21, so God bless you. Over to you, Evangelist.
God bless you. Amen.
Can you open up Dawn's line, see if she's able to say anything?
I'll open it up again. Sister Dawn?
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God.
Area code 267. Try them again. If not, we're going to give it back to Liberal Democrat. I tell you, man, you have, woo, you have fed us. We have ate some good food today.
Thank
you. I tell
God.
You, we
hallelujah.
Should this day rejoicing. In the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory?
Come
if you
on,
don't
Holy
know
Ghost.
Who it is, you need to go back into the archives, and Liberal Democrat will let you know who is
This time, Lord, this has been a mighty,
hallelujah,
awesome word. The Holy Ghost have certainly used you today, and I tell you, it has stirred my spirit, and I'm in another zone right now.
Hallelujah.
And we got 267. We got 267. 5262, your line is open again. 267-5262.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. This is Donnie.
Praise the Lord, Minister Donnie. How you doing?
God bless you.
God bless you. What an awesome word, man of God. Awesome word. Well, I did come in a little late, but that's because of my time. But what I got was awesome.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right, my Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Donnie. Minister Donnie lost his mother almost about a month ago, so we're still praying for you, Minister Donnie, that God will continue to strengthen you.
Thank you so much.
During these, during your hour of bereavement, I don't know. My mother's still in the living, but I've lost a daughter, so I can certainly understand what you're going through, but we're praying that God will continue to strengthen you and lift you up and keep your spirits up. So God
bless
you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Back to you, Liberal Democrat. Woo, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, praise God, amen, to God for him stopping by today and confirming. Amen, hallelujah, amen. Just know that, amen, to God, you confessing Jesus, you're not by yourself, you got company. Amen. And if you got company in your house, he is the Lord of your house. Amen. That means he's always there, right? Amen, amen. And you have been charged today. Amen, that we are at war, right? Amen, and amen, and then you have the authority, amen, to take back over your house, to take back over your life, amen to God, hallelujah, even if it's a rededication, amen to God. If you got to stay up all night long and write a list out of things that you're going to renounce, amen to God, and say it out loud. I renounce this, I renounce that, and just write it on a piece of paper and say it out loud and renounce it, amen to God. And even if you need to, amen, renounce it, amen, every day, and I always say this, amen, those of you that listen to this call, if you're struggling with something, don't beat yourself up. That means you have not given up, amen. If you're struggling, that means you're still fighting, right? Amen to God, that you ain't, amen, going out like that, right? Amen to God. So amen to God, if you're struggling and you're beating yourself up and say, I don't even want to call in, I don't even want to whatever, because I'm struggling with something, amen to God. But that means you're fighting. And when you're fighting, that means, guess what? You ain't going out like that. That's right. You're fighting. Amen. So just be encouraged. Hold that word. Amen. And keep listening to the archives. Keep listening to the messages this week. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Who is the Lord? Amen. He is God of everything. Amen. Every head bowed. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, right now, God. Amen. We thank you, God, right now. Amen to God, for stopping by. Amen. And God, and sending a rhema word. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, today, amen. Confirmations, amen to God, for sending it even now in 2013, God. Asking, God, that you continue, oh God, that there be no backlash and no retaliation, because we understand, amen, from listening, amen to God, to the word of God this week, that when the sons of men go to present themselves, that the devil is right there. If the devil is doing his job, God, encourage us, oh God, embody us, oh God, enable us, oh God, to do our job, oh God, send discerning spirits, oh God, hallelujah, release them, oh God, the gifts that you've given us on this line. Somebody have a word of knowledge, God. Somebody have a, amen to God, hallelujah, a discernment of spirit. Somebody have a gift of faith, oh God, hallelujah. Let those gifts, oh God, be known, oh God, to them, God. Amen. You gave us gifts, oh God. Hallelujah. Give us the ability, oh God, to learn the difference, what to ask for and what to use, oh God. Hallelujah. Somebody praying that prayer right now. Help me, God. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I want to know what to ask for and what to use, because you gave me some stuff. Amen. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Some stuff I need to be using, God. So give me the wisdom. Amen. To let me know what I should be using. and what I should be asking for, because some things you have gave me the ability to do, oh God. So we send this decree, amen, above this line. Those that have listened, amen, if you're listening tomorrow, next year, next month, if you listen an hour, if you're listening right now, hallelujah, wherever you are, if you're at home, you're in your phone, in the name of Jesus, we decree in your house, Lord, give me the ability and the discernment to know, God, what I should use and what I should ask for. In the name of Jesus, we cover those that are sick among us, oh God. How you said, those that are sick among us, let us call on the elders of the church, God. Those that's on this line, God, even if they call in, amen, tomorrow, hour from now, we touch and agree with those elders and those bishops and those apostles and those prophets. We touch and agree with the ministers, oh God. Hallelujah. Those that have been called, the gift of faith, the prayer warriors, we touch and agree with you. Whenever you listen, amen, your prayers is going to touch and agree with this prayer. Amen. It's going to affect somebody on this line that's praying. Go in their home, oh God. Send divine health in the name of Jesus from this phone call, God. Send it, oh God. Bless, oh God, their finances, oh God, from this phone, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The drama in the congregation, the drama in the home, the drama on the job, we come against it. We cancel that assignment in Jesus' name. And we call out those names, oh God, that are sick, oh God. Hallelujah, that they will speak and claim their healing in the name of Jesus. We pray this prayer that those, the overseer of the line, oh God, you said when you bless the overseer, you get blessed, oh God. We hold up the overseer, oh God, like Aaron and Hur held up the hand of Moses, oh God. We hold up their hand right now, God, that they can bless, oh God. We pray for Sister Ruby, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She continue to be the armor bearer, God. Hallelujah. She continue to hold up, oh God. Hallelujah, the saints of God is that prayer warrior. We pray for Evangelist Bernard, oh God. Amen, God, the mantle that's on her life, oh God, that because of her, God, that we will continue to be blessed, oh God. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, not by power nor by might, oh God, but by your spirit, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We
yeah,
thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Close out with Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb.
All right now.
There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising. Break every chain, break every chain.